Exercise 3. Listen.
It was a gloomy November afternoon. The kids were sitting in a classroom waiting on tenterhooks for the bell to ring and end the lesson. The teacher, usually nice and at ease, seemed to be in a black mood. You could see he had something else on his mind, and he was really on edge. Only little Tom in the back row was full of beans as usual. He was in high spirits because he had a birthday party later that day. Tom couldn't sit in one place, and when Mr. Morris saw him wander around, the teacher saw red. He shouted so loudly that Tom almost jumped out of his skin. Everybody felt like a fish out of water, as Mr. Morris never shouted at us. Tom was shaking in his shoes. But luckily the bell rang, and we could go home at last. Later that day, Tom forgot about everything. His birthday party started at 5, and he was on cloud 9 when he saw all the gifts. However, the biggest surprise was yet to come. At 9 o'clock, Tom's grandparents turned up with a little puppy as a present. Tom was in seventh heaven, as he had always dreamt of his own dog.